This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Gunfire at Chiefs rally. I'm Michelle Franzen. Kansas City fire authorities say one person is dead and at least nine others injured after a shooting near the end of the Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade and rally. Police say two armed suspects are in custody following the violent incident.
Where only moments beforehand, the celebration was underway after this volley of gunshots. The scene was replaced by debris, overturned barricades, crime scene tape, and flashing emergency lights. Police confirming victims were hit. Witnesses said at first they thought it was fireworks.
Oh my God, it was so packed in there, so difficult to get out, but we just took our time, walked slowly, and we made it to here.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, already assisting the Kansas City Police for the parade, is now responding to the incident. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps yesterday. Democrats, like Senator Jeff Smith, say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. The top high school graduates in Wisconsin would get automatic admission to a University of Wisconsin school under a bill that's coming out of the legislature. Grads in the top 5% would be automatically accepted at Madison and top 10% students everywhere else. It's part of the diversity deal lawmakers made with the UW system. It now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, La Crosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds says the passage of an ordinance allowing accessory dwelling units, which are livable structures on the property of a main dwelling, will provide more living options for La Crosse residents.
You may have heard the City Council has approved the accessory dwelling units. They're basically little places to live that are on the same lots as a primary residence. They'll basically just provide additional housing options in La Crosse.
The ordinance passed the City Council earlier this month. At last night's Town of Onalaska meeting, residents made their case for allowing ATVs and UTVs on county highways. Currently, they are banned in the township from driving on main roads. Supporters of lifting the ban said people are still going to drive the vehicles, but take their business elsewhere. Opponents cite safety issues in more populated areas. The town board voted to send the current ordinance back to committee for review. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from midnight until 6 a.m. tomorrow. 2 to 4 inches of snow are possible overnight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Todd Alba Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State 62-54. Stephen Krall, A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler 78-72. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. The Bucks losing again, this time at home against the Miami Heat. The final 123-97. That's the third time this season the Bucks have lost by 20 points or more, the second since Doc Rivers took over as head coach. Baseball in Arizona. Some teams reporting on this Valentine's Day. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, has pitchers and catchers reporting tomorrow. After Freddy Peralta, who else has left?
We lost Burns and Woodruff and Wade Miley, the cagey veteran. This guy's real comfortable out in that circle, and he impacts other people. I think we're going to be competitive.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tonight for areas of snow and 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, some mixed rain early, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezy, highs in the low 30s. Upper 20s again on Friday and partly sunny, 30s for the weekend. Right now it's 48.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a hump day, because it's Valentine's Day. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Happy Wednesday to you, Crudy. Good to see you. Nate, thank you for your hard work. And of course, our fair audience, thank you for joining us at this political party.
Dominic, it is more than a political party today. Today, we've got investigative journalism going on right up here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. I know. We are normally just journalist adjacent. But today, Dom... Today, I received a phone call. I've got a source. Deep Throat called me today, Dom.
Yeah.
And it has changed my entire opinion on what Governor Tony Evers should do on the newest legislative maps.
In my flippy floppies.
Yes. It is time for a full 180, a full flippy floppy. Tony Evers must veto the maps, Dom. Must veto. What? The Republican passed legislative maps must.
Crudy, I've thought about our conversation yesterday and your very passionate argument about why Tony Evers should obviously sign his own maps that were created not so very long ago. And I thought, man, maybe Crudy was onto something. But now you're telling me you agree with me? I was right? Just say it.
Well, Dom, if I am... Carl Bernstein, then you're sort of our Phil Woodman.
Welcome to Woodman's.
Here's what changed my mind. I got a phone call today, and I've got some special sauce to lay on you and the entire audience, Dom, because I know the reason. I know what motivates the dark heart of Robin Foss. Ooh. And I'm going to share with you and the audience right now. Tell your friends. Call them up. Devil's Advocates, they're on. They're dropping deep secrets right now. And here it is. Tony Evers must veto these Republican passed legislative maps first and foremost. And this was logic we can all agree with. Because you can't trust Robin Voss.
Certainly.
Right? If we start from that premise, you cannot trust Speaker Robin Voss, Republican leader of the assembly. If we start from there and we look for the malfeasance, it's not too hard to find. Because here could be the Voss plan, and I think it is. And I think they protest too much, Dom. What would Von Weingart say? Oh, you know, we could get the gallows, or we could get shot. We're going to take the
Republicans were not stuck between a rock and a hard place. It was a matter of choosing to be stabbed, shot, poisoned, or led to the guillotine. We chose to be stabbed so we can live to fight another day. That's what the state.
And what Robin Voss say? Something about, you know, Tony Evers has won. This is a glorious victory for Tony Evers.
Right.
And of course, that led to immediate suspicion on all our parts. But my insider, my deep throat tells us this is well-founded because here's the greater plan. And there are some consequences. And it's sort of a two-parter, Dom. First and foremost, we asked ourselves yesterday, what about the Mark Elias lawsuit? What about this other Democratic lawsuit that would hope to address the perhaps unconstitutionally gerrymandered congressional
district? Yes.
It is the thought of the Elias legal team being expressed, and they're not sure if this is reaching Tony Evers, but they're quite worried that this would end their efforts, or at least would effectively, in a timely fashion, end their efforts to change the congressional districts here in the state of Wisconsin. So one trade-off, probably, according to insiders and little birds and deep throats that called me today, Dom, this could kill the Elias portion, the congressional reconfiguration, the redistricting on a congressional level. That part would be severed in probability. But here's the deeper motive of Robin Voss, and it's malfeasance. It's dark. But he can pretend like Governor Evers has boonswoggled him. Oh, Tony finally wins. Tony put one over on me. But what's the exception? They don't want implementation of the maps until the fall. But by a strange coincidence, a serendipitous of fate, Tony Evers has appointed a current state senator, right?
Oh, Lena Taylor?
Lena Taylor. Was hoping you would join me at some point in this conversation. Yes, Lena Taylor is leaving for a judicial appointment. What do you do about her special election, Dom? Indeed, do you use the former maps that the Wisconsin Supreme Court has said are unconstitutional and may not be used again? Or
so no, can't use those maps.
Do you use the new maps that do not implement by law until the fall? Or do you not legally have a special election? Well, you know what you've opened yourself up to? A lawsuit in the federal courts. Maybe let's just wander over to the 7th District where, what's her name? Sykes? You know her former husband, Charlie? Diane Sykes serves in the 7th District. And to get non-bonk panel, you know, let's call it 3, all she'd have to do is fish one more Republican. And even if a Democrat was against this, all they have to do is delay implementation. Oh, we're not going to be able to decide this in time. We'll have to use the old maps for the 2024. Cast them for 2 more years, maybe 4 at the worst. Can you see where this would be a differing outcome than what they're promising to Governor Tony Evers? So, to recap the insights I have from this deep throat, and this came from a legitimate insider, I'm not sharing the names, but here's what they said. A, you risk any positive from the Elias congressional lawsuit, and B, Robin Voss clearly has ulterior motive, and his ulterior motive is to look like a good guy, pretend to him and the governor, tell Governor Tony Evers, you must stand by your word, you must sign this, and then his friends over at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, Rick Essenberg and the Boys and Girls, this separate entity that clearly wouldn't know our will. See what I did there, Will? Wouldn't know our will to go out there and have you sue on this issue and take it, let's say, to Diane Sykes at the 7th Circuit in the federal courts. Can you see the sort of quandary that this would set up? Evers trying to do the right thing, trying to be a man of his word, trying to stand behind the maps that he represented to the courts. And I have every indication. Now, these are the current maps, the new maps.
Correct. Yes.
Not the least changed maps that were presented in prior litigation. What do you think? Am I onto something here? Is there a strong possibility that Crute and his inside sources might be onto something? And that if Tony Evers does what seems like the right thing, because yesterday I didn't see the dark machinations. I mean, I had some suspicions, but it wasn't so clear to me as it is right now, Dom. If Tony Evers signs the Republican legislative maps, they'll get jammed up in the federal courts. That's Robin Voss's plan. And Mark Elias and the congressional maps probably get severed from the lawsuits, and it all gets thrown in the deep freeze, maybe for one or multiple election cycles. So,
Crudy, I got to tell you, I'm happy that you have come around to my side, that I am right. Thank you for that.
New information has come to light, dude.
Yeah, man. But here's let me tell you why you are right. Here's what Voss said. If the governor signs the map, I am supremely confident that this is the map that we will run on in November, whether I like it or not. That's how you know you're right.
It's because Robin Voss cannot put it out there without just laying it on a little too thick, protesting a little too much. Yeah. I mean, in this light, with 2020 hindsight, looking back at yesterday, now is it not transparent to you, Dom? This is just the machinations. This guy, very strategic, Robin Voss, I never called him a dummy. I think he's the most strategic Republican in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, he tried to walk that fine line with the whole Gableman thing between the MAGA base and the get things done for the rich friends of ours sort of interest. I mean, he's walked that line. He straddled it. But now, Robin Voss is pretending like, oh, I've lost. Oh, poor me.
Oh, it's a great
Tony put one over on us.
Tony Evers, yes.
And my inside sources tell me that is not at all the case. So here is my advocacy, Dom, for you right now. Don't dial us. Dell Governor Tony Evers' office. I've even got the number for you. Boom, there it is on the screen. For those watching visually, thank you, Nate. Call Tony now, it says, at 608-266-1212. Write it down. 608-266-1212. I said it twice slow because this isn't just a Crudy talking fast exercise. I want you to call Evers now and tell him veto these damn maps, in complete contrast to what I told you to do yesterday. I've been convinced, Dom. I just need a little reason. I just need some insights.
New information has come to light. And here's again from the fine reporting, Molly Beck of the Journal Sentinel. She noted the Voss on Tuesday, he did not believe the maps would be challenged. So therefore, the maps will be challenged. He also said that he was supremely confident that this is the map that we will run on in November, whether I like it or not, which means he hopes this is not the map that he will run on in November, because, of course, the map would be challenged by who, Crudy?
Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Where there is a will, there is a way, Dom.
Yeah, baby.
And there is a will. So, what do you think about my theory, folks? Worst case scenario. I'll tell you what that could be next. 266-1212. Don't call us. Call Tony. More Devil's Advocates. Ain't no more to say.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's
2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening. Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join the political party at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we just turned 12 to 13 years old. 13th year of broadcast excellence. Doing this little show each and every day. Some say greatest radio show ever.
It's true.
And I never got a phone call like I got today. Deep Throat called. And I answered. And I listened. And I asked questions. And I questioned the validity of many of the points being made by this fine insider source. I'm not sharing the name today, but I will say this, Dom. If I'm right, Tony Evers must veto the maps, must veto the Republican passed legislative maps. They're a trick, Tony. How do we know they're a trick? Because Robin Voss says it's not a trick. That means it's a trick, Tony.
Right. It's Lucy with the football, man. We know how this plays out.
And let me be clear, and I'm sometimes critical of our governor, you know it. Not today, sir. Today you have my every blessing and permission, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
I'm sure that's exactly what he's waiting for. But hear it from me when I say, please, please, sir, veto the bill. Veto the bill. Do the right thing, Tony, because you're not going back on your word. You are avoiding a worst-case scenario, which is Robin Voss goes running through his allies at the Wisconsin Institute and Law of Liberty, goes running to the Seventh Circuit, and maybe Diane Sykes catches this case, and it's jammed up beyond the election. That is a consequence that you, sir, don't want to be a party to. That is not your fault, Tony. You have been handed what any gentleman would do, be a man of his word, just sign the maps. You may not, sir, sign these maps, because if they can run to the federal courts and jam this up, Tony, you cannot be the course. You cannot be the resolution. Wisconsin Supreme Court must be the resolution. And ultimately, I did question this insider. I said, these maps, is it about the partisan makeup of these maps? And the insider said, I do believe there are maps that would more greatly favor the Democratic issue. But that ain't the reason.
Well, if I may, though, when you say revised maps would more greatly favor the Democratic issue, quote unquote, doesn't it also mean that anything less than the current gerrymander would do the same thing, right? Anything's going to favor the Dems. So are you saying that would be favorite to the 50% plus one favorite, or just less favorite to the Republicans?
There are maps being offered, I believe, by the plaintiffs. Wright, I believe, is one of the maps being offered that was suggested might be most favorable to the Democratic cause, and in fact, might best fit what the Wisconsin Supreme Court said should be, you know, the contiguous nature, et cetera. It's not that Tony's maps are bad. It's not about the nature of the actual legislation that they passed.
It's not about the map itself. It's about the process.
Yes.
This would open up a liability for the congressional district lawsuit maps to be severed or discontinued and for them to jam this up in court.
Let me play it out for you. Let's say Tony Evers does what Crudy's advocating for, and I think you should encourage the governor to do so. His phone number, once again, 608-266-1212. Call Tony Evers. Please, Governor Evers, veto these maps. Because by vetoing the maps, you're just turning it over to the consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Ultimately, we'll get one of the four maps. and they'll all be better than the current partisan gerrymandered maps. And they'll meet the definitions of the contiguous nature, they'll be constitutional. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court was so very specific to make this about state constitutional issues, which is a good way to keep the federal courts out of it, right?
Right.
Which is what we want. We don't want the U.S. Supreme Court making another determination on whether or not Republicans can gerrymander the map to their partisan content, because that's what they did last time. And the U.S. Supreme Court condoned it. But under Wisconsin's constitution, which is what this Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled upon, that's not the issue. And the U.S. Supreme Court could mind their own you-know-what. So, if Tony vetoes, what's the worst that's going to happen? A different map? The Mark Elias lawsuit perhaps goes forward and we get new constitutional maps. And the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty and Robin Voss do not have a path to go running to the Seventh Circuit and a favored judge like Diane Sykes.
And jam up the works and what, leave the current maps in place for another at least one election cycle, perhaps more.
Which casts the die for at least 2 to 4 more years, depending on, you know, assembly or Senate districts. Because even this Wisconsin Supreme Court did not require that those that were elected 2 years ago to the Wisconsin Senate face re-election. So it's a fairly fair judgment, even from the perspective of those that, you know, just won election and would be recast into a new district. So, Tony, do the right thing here. And when Republicans come out and they say, Tony, you're a backslider. You're a man against your word. No, I got your back on this one, Governor Evers. You have my every permission. In fact, you have my encouragement and the encouragement.
My endorsement. Of all our,
whatever it takes. But there's no fault in vetoing these maps. It's not the same deal. And Tony can see, if Tony consults with his fine lawyers, and I'm sure he's got good staff counsel down there at the governor's office, but if he consults and he thinks about what could be the worst that could happen, the veto leaves none of those options open. The veto basically closes the door, leaves it with the court, makes a clean case that the U.S. Supreme Court's got no right to wander into, and probably gives us fair maps this year. And whether or not the Elias lawsuit moves forward as part of this sort of a catch-on, add-on, well, I'm not clear. But I'm pretty clear if you don't veto the maps, that part is also done. So, 608-266-1212. Tell Tony Crudy called and said veto the maps. No, but if he does this, I will stand behind the governor and make it absolutely clear that despite all the protestations of the right, you're a backslider, you're a seersucker, whatever they're going to call him. They're going to call him that anyways.
Thank you, Curry. They're going to say these things anyway. Everyone's a communist. Everyone's a socialist. Doesn't matter who the candidate is, right? And the way that the Republicans have so attempted to oversell their position on this, Van Wangert, shot, poisoned, you know, stabbed, guillotined. Oh, Governor Evers really got one on this. I mean, it's such an overplay. It makes what? You used to sell cars, Crudy. Sounds like they're trying to sell us something, man, that we don't want. And as soon as I get oversold on something, you know, my BS meter goes up.
No, you're going to need the rust and the dust and the croak and the choke and the additional insurance policy, you know, just for the protection of your family in case you have an untimely death. You know, because this car, we didn't check the brakes. You don't know. But I'll make you a great deal. And I tell you what, I'll throw in the floor mats. Veto the bill, Tony Evers. Don't throw in the floor mats. That's exactly what Voss wants. He's selling you a lemon, sir. Don't buy it. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. This time, we give you permission. Call us. 844-967-2789. Again, that's 844-96-PARTY.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are giving Governor Evers another chance to consider sweeping income tax cuts. A bill that got final approval yesterday would cut state taxes by $2 billion. Republican Representative David Murphy.
People in Wisconsin are suffering, and I hear it every day. We collect taxes to be able to have enough money to provide services, and when we have more than that, the taxpayers deserve that money back.
Democrats say most of the breaks would go to people who make $100,000 a year or more. Republican state lawmakers have passed a parent's bill of rights. They range from approving pronouns to pulling kids out of classes or functions they find objectionable. The state Senate passed it along party lines yesterday. The assembly approved it last month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 The Eagle, Lacrosse, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Lacrosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds says the passage of an ordinance allowing accessory dwelling units, which are livable structures on the property of a main dwelling, won't mean that a bunch of new buildings will pop up in Lacrosse.
We do not anticipate a whole lot of new ADUs in the city of Lacrosse. I know Madison, for instance, has an ADU ordinance that's been in place for a while, and Madison's only got 20 of them, so.
The ordinance passed the city council earlier this month. At last night's Town of Onalaska meeting, residents made their case for allowing ATVs and UTVs on county highways. Currently, they are banned in the township from driving on main roads. Supporters of lifting the ban said people are still going to drive the vehicles, but take their business elsewhere. Opponents cite safety issues in more populated areas. The town board voted to send the current ordinance back to committee for review. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory from midnight until 6 a.m. tomorrow. 2 to 4 inches of snow are possible overnight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid addressed the near Donnybrook on the sidelines between him and star tight end Travis Kelce during the Super Bowl. Reid told the press that Kelce was demanding to go into the game. This contradicts reports from the sideline that heard Kelce demand Reid stop sending nude selfies to Kelce's girlfriend, or anyone for that matter. On behalf of the world, thank you, Travis. Katy Perry says that this will be her last season on American Idol. The announcement came on Jimmy Kimmel Live and was a bit of a surprise. Perry stated the reason for her departure is due to a big music festival she will perform at in Rio. She told Jimmy Kimmel, quote, "It's a big deal for people all over the world, especially my Brazilian fans." I assume she meant fans of hers that are of Brazilian descent and not, well, never mind. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory tonight for areas of snow and 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, some mixed rain early, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little breezy, highs in the low 30s. Upper 20s again on Friday and partly sunny, 30s for the weekend. It's 46 right now.
I'm Earl Ingram. It's Black History Month, and I'm honored to welcome special guests to talk about it. On Thursday, February 15th, I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson at 8 a.m. to talk about the important messages he brings to rural communities across our state and the impact history has on us today.
Don't miss the Earl Ingram Show with special guests throughout Black History Month here on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
News talk for Homan, Onalaska, and of course, Lacrosse. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of Lacrosse.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Happy Valentine's Day! Dom, I have been rewarded for broadcast excellence with almond fudge. It's scrumptious. I wish you had some. Not really. I'm not sharing. Come
on. You got to, I'll be around, man. You got to save me some. I love fudge.
Salted almond fudge with a little heart on it. And happy Valentine's Day from Catherine in Madison and her granddaughter, Neva. And they brought fudge for us and fudge for the company, which I put out there. But the fudge for us, I'm not sharing. That's my fudge. That's my diabetes in a box.
Weren't you lamenting all the weight you gained during the Las Vegas trip?
That was before I saw the fudge.
I know. I mean, those words were still in the air when you were shoving fudge in your face right when you walked in, man. How many pieces did you have right before you came on the air today?
Let's call it half a dozen. They're little squares. They're not the thick squares, but.
So probably like 500-600 calories.
Oh, easy. I can feel the diabetes kicking in right now. What do you think of my Valentine's Day surprise? Tony Evers, veto the Republican passed maps. They're no good. It's a lemon. It's a dirty trick. And just for the record, my super secret deep throat was listening and did think that, you know, it was a accurate and entertaining telling of the facts.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, all you had to do was say Dom was right. I know it's so hard for you, Crudy. Just say it.
The day it happens, I'll say it.
844-967-2789. It happened yesterday and today. Let's get to the lines. Steven from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
Hey. So a couple things. First of all, since Crudy is reluctantly refusing to say it, I will say it. Dom, you are right.
Oh, and thank you, Steven.
I'm glad that Crudy decided to finally jump on the boat that we were all on yesterday. With that being said, I think this just proves what we already know. When Republicans do something that benefits everybody, there probably is something in the background that's going to also screw everybody. So thank you, Crudy, for finally getting on board.
You're welcome, Steven. Not thank you for the fine journalism. This should win a Pulitzer. Thank you for finally catching up with the audience. Well, you're welcome, Steven. 844-967-2789. Puts a new bitterness in the salted almond fudge. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. And I called up the governor's office already to tell him to veto two pieces of legislation, that both this and also the child labor law that they want to get instituted. I mean, you could not trust Robin Voss to, in any further you could toss him.
I'm a big guy. I might be able to chuck Robin half a block or so.
That, and I just have images of tossing him like Mel Brooks was tossing the peasants in.
You remember, Mark, when he had, who was his
Adam Steen.
Primary?
Did the boss toss with the catapult. Would you trust Voss as far as you could catapult him? With like a really good, well-engineered catapult.
Well, maybe, but it's just remarkable that these guys are acting like they're being slaughtered because we're actually having more constitutional maps.
Those
maps were never constitutional. They were not contiguous or compact. I mean, I'm Mr. Contiguous and Compact, and those maps are not constitutional in the first place. Brian Hagedorn should hang his head in shame every time he, it's mentioned that he actually approved these maps the first time, because he helped engineer the bad maps back in 2011.
He was Scotty Walker's guy.
It is just, Walker signed unconstitutional maps.
Sorry about that, Mark. Thank you for the call, man. Yes, they did, and it's a great observation of the Justice Hagedorn and his flippy floppy. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it.
Contiguous and Compact. Yeah. Do you use those lines in a bar? Hey, baby, you want to see some contiguous compactness? Something to be known
people
for.
Know me. I'm a big deal. Contiguous, compact. I am contiguous, and compact. I'm like how the map should be.
Dominic, you shared on Twitter, X, the former Twitter, a statement from Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee Democratic State Senator. I'm not saying that the governor's maps aren't fair. I'm saying that, in my opinion, I would like to see the court do its job and finish this process. I agree with you, Senator. Less so with Dom, but, you know, if you say it, Senator, then I believe it. But Tony should veto the maps.
She goes on to say, it just kind of makes you wonder why all of a sudden our colleagues are deciding that these are the maps for them. I just don't trust it.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Right. And again, based on what we're talking about here, it's not about this map or the other map or any map. It's about the process. It's about how this opens up the door for Republicans and their allies, perhaps over at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or who knows who else, to be able to come in and jam up the process.
Short circuit the process, take it to the federal courts, and perhaps delay it beyond the point of the election. That would be the point. And I think they would probably find a favorable jurist in Diane Sykes. Just saying. Not that the Republicans would go court shopping.
No.
But I would assume Eileen Cannon's a little tied up down in West Palm Beach. So probably go to the Western District.
Also,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Gritty. Mark Spreitzer, the Democrat from Beloit, comments on this. We have a long way to go until November, right? That's when the maps, according to the proposal passed by the Republicans in the legislature, would go into effect. Again, Spreitzer, we've got a long way to go until November. What's the map in the meantime? Republicans had no answer to that question. Now, I think that alone. Hey, what do we do in the meantime? As you mentioned, we got the Lena Taylor position.
Special election, state Senate seat in Milwaukee.
No answer. You know why they don't have an answer? Because they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to bring it. Because if you address it, what do we do in the meantime? Well, it gives away the game, Crudy.
Here is a part of the quote, Tom. Certainly the provision that Republicans snuck in here to not have these maps take effect until November should be top of the governor's mind as he talks to lawyers and figures out what's the best path forward. Well, Crudy just told you, veto him. Now, Voss said before the assembly went to the floor that Republican lawmakers could still win majorities under Evers' maps. I think the members realize that we have been dealt a very difficult hand. And I have said from the very beginning that I think we could win under the maps that have been presented because we have better candidates and better ideas or a better message this time.
Yeah.
They're clearly drawn in a way to help Democrats, but I still think we can win because we have a better message and we have a better plan, right? The plan, the Voss plan is short circuit this. Let the governor be a man of his words. That's the encouragement, right? Tony, we've passed your maps. We've just left this legal limbo out there that could only be resolved by, let's say, the federal courts. Don't believe them, Tony. Veto the maps. You don't need a lawyer. I just saved you $500, maybe $5,000, lawyer's fees. I got all the legal counsel you need brought to me so I could share it back to you through our fine audience. You can call the governor at 608-266-1212. And then call us. Let us know how they responded at 844-96-PARTY.
Crudy, your congressman, Rep. Mark Pocan, who represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, told Democratic Attorney Mark Elias's group, Democracy Docket, he fears Republicans will challenge new maps immediately in the federal court. Here's what Pocan said. We're fearful the Republicans are finally trying to come around to do what they should have done in the first place. What they're doing it with, I guess the technical term would be, quote, with, call it, crap-eating grins on their faces, Pocan said.
That's not exactly what he said, Dom.
Yeah,
the quote's slightly different, but stay clear of the FCC.
He concludes, we can't assume that this is not done because of the idea of good government. Elias, who is challenging Wisconsin's congressional maps, tweeted out on Friday before all of this, count me among the skeptical. The GOP never gives up power without a fight. Just look at Alabama, Louisiana, etc. Let the court draw the map.
And here's a guy I disagree with them. Doug Poland, an attorney who has represented Democrats in redistricting lawsuits on Friday, tweeted skepticism of the argument. Who exactly has this concern? People really think that if the GOP controlled legislature and Dem governor agreed on legislation adopting new districts, that a federal court challenge would undo that? On what theory? It sounds like someone doesn't want to end the litigation. Why? No, you're wrong, Poland. Under what theory? Under the Crudy, Robin Voss is the evil guy. He's going to do it theory. That theory, sir. And I'm almost always right. Voss said Tuesday he did not believe the maps would be challenged, which, as you pointed out, Dom, means the maps will be challenged. Right. If the governor signs the maps, I am supremely confident that this is the map that we will run on in November, whether I like it or not. That's why you know he's lying, because he's not going to say that. I'm sorry,
oversold,
man. You've been exposed, Voss. You've been exposed. Might have been someone from your office. You won't know.
You don't know. You'll never know. 844-967-2789. Let's get some callers in this segment. Chris from Rice Lake. Welcome. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? Hey,
good.
Tom, you're right. Crew, you're wrong. Thanks.
What part am I wrong about?
I had to say that. Hey,
did my wife put you up to that?
No, but it is Valentine's Day, so maybe I'll talk to her later.
Oh,
oh, damn.
Take one more crack before you're banned forever, Chris. Go ahead.
the Republicans are lucky that I'm not the governor, because I'd be like a loan shark. I'd be like, oh, well, remember those maps that you had last week? It's all changed. It's all different. We're going to do something totally different now. I mean, it's don't trust Robin Voss as far as you can throw the building that you're sitting in. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now the VIG's 20% a day.
That's Sicilian interest. 100% interest compounded twice daily, Chris. Sign that. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. I got Cindy in. Welcome, Cindy from Appleton. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Well, Robin Voss was saying earlier, I heard him talking about how we need to do this map thing because it's going to save Wisconsin millions of dollars. What about the whole Gableman thing that they spent millions of dollars on? I mean, this man has two asses, one on his head and one on his bottom side, and he talks out of both of them.
That's a great point. That's amazing how all of a sudden, depending on the circumstances, these Republicans.
The taxpayers' dollars!
Oh my God, we can't spend the taxpayer dollar. We must be good stewards of the tax. Oh, Gableman? Donald Trump? Sure. Here's millions. For a joke? For a big lie? Why not? It'll appease the mega base. It won't.
Doesn't Voss hire.
Not my money. It's OPM, baby.
Doesn't Voss hire nothing but the finest of outside counsel at the taxpayers' expense constantly? He's still fighting open records, if memory serves, Dom, about the Gableman case. There's still active litigation going on at our expense while Gableman Voss fights, to protect the fine work done by the embarrassment, as he described him in Gableman. I mean, I think he's still using our money on that.
I mean, if he was going to popcorn money for that, you know this would not be happening.
But if he had salty almond-covered fudge, I would eat that. I would eat that popcorn. Even if he was the evil popcorn magnate, I would still eat that salty almond fudge covered popcorn. But since, you know, Catherine and Neva brought it for me, Dom, I don't have to stoop to those lows. 844-967-2789. I can take your calls with a clear conscience now. Nothing but diabetes forming fudge for this guy. Oh, no Voss attached. More devil's advocates.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to download the super cool, slick Civic Media app. You can get a hold of the Devil by pressing a button. Hell, you can text by pressing a button. You can take us around everywhere you go. Check out the Civic Media app.
What song are we listening to, Dom? Something Valentine themed?
One of my favorite Valentine's Day songs, Love Machine by Wasp. I mean, isn't it on your list for Valentine's Day, Crudy?
Right behind the Barry
White. L-O-V-E, baby.
Sets a tone, doesn't it?
It sure does.
844-967-2789. Strange story caught my attention. 45 pounds of fentanyl. Couple guys just got busted with at the Middleton Airport.
Ooh.
Little airport, little single engines fly into that airport. That's right down the road from us, man. Anyways, it's a little weird. I guess it's all over these drugs. The scourge of the fentanyl, Dom, but that one hits a little close to home. Just saw that one. Didn't expect to see that on the front page of the Journal Sentinel at this hour. 844-967-2789. No comment required. Just, weird down the road for me. Used to live by that airport. My kid used to point at the airplanes. Fentanyl! Fentanyl! 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, welcome back. Happy Valentine's, Dick.
Hey, Dick. Oh, back at you. That's Maury Field out there in Middleton. Dom right, Crudy wrong, but
bye, Dick.
Put a caveat on this. No, I'm going to put.
All right, there's a caveat. There's a caveat. Okay.
Okay. First of all, and also when Voss's lips are moving, he's lying. But Dom still wrong about voting for Walker in 2010.
Well, that never changes. One may never be absolved of that sin.
No.
Yeah.
You'll take one straight to hell with you, Dom.
here's the thing, though.
I told
Dick.
You I'd make a comeback.
They'll call it a comeback, been here for years. Listen, what you can't do is accuse me of being some communist, lefty, Bernie-crat, socialist, Marxist, blah, 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 blah. Yes, I have voted for Republicans in my life. I have voted for Libertarians. Hell, I emceed the Wisconsin Libertarian Party of Wisconsin's state convention in 2016. Crudy, you were there? That was a paid gig. I don't get many of those. And, of course, voted for Democrats as well. So, if nothing else, while, yes, perhaps that was not the most wise choice. I made a few less wise choices in my days, Dick. It gives me a little bit of credibility with the crazies out there because I'm not what they think I am.
No, I was just trying to make peace between you guys by bringing that up.
Yeah. Well, Dick,
I'm not sure that one actually brings peace, but thanks for the try, Dick.
By bringing that strife into our marital family, yeah, right. You've also forced Dom to recall the fact that he helped MC Gary Johnson to 130,000 votes in the state of Wisconsin in a year when Hillary Clinton lost the state by like 31,000 votes. Everyone blames the Greens. I blame Gary Johnson and Dominic, of course. Yeah. Dom, cap times. I also blame Bob Spindell. In small part for the loss of Mandela Barnes to Senator Ron Johnson. there is an editorial, Cap Times editorial board, in Bob Spindell's world. And he, of course, is a Wisconsin elections commissioner, but he's also a Republican chairperson of a congressional district. That's about as big as it gets, short of being a state party chair.
And
in Bob Spindell's world, suppressing black voters is a service. Oh, that fake electors thing. He was also
a fraudulent, criminally conspiring
Trump elector. But other than that, pretty good guy. Here is what they write at the editorial board. After voting rights activists made a perfectly reasonable case last week for Wisconsin Elections Commission member Bob Spindell to step down, arguing that someone who was part of a scheme to submit fake electoral college votes after the 2020 election should not be administering elections, let's just say.
I'm just saying.
The longtime Republican operative blew up, angered that the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign executive director, our new friend Nicholas Ramos, had referenced Spindell's earlier past remarks celebrating voter suppression in Milwaukee, a city that is home to the state's largest black community. Spindell announced, and be careful, you know, what you say, sort of in a knee-jerk fashion here, Bob, but here's what he said. I quote, "There is no white Republican that has done more for the black community than me. So I suggest you go back and take a look at my past record." And the Cap Times editorial board says, "Seriously? Seriously, Clark?"
Seriously, Clark?
The record shows that following the 2022 election, a critical contest in which Democrat Mandela Barnes, Wisconsin's first African-American lieutenant governor, narrowly lost to Republican Ron Johnson, Spindell circulated an email in which he wrote, as a local GOP leader, that Republicans, and here's the quote, can be especially proud of the city of Milwaukee, 80.2% Dem vote, casting 37,000 less votes than cast in the 2018 election, with a major reduction happening in the overwhelming black and Hispanic areas, bragging about suppressing black and Hispanic votes.
Crew to the Cap Time continues. Spindell claimed his comments were taken out of context, but the group Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, which has worked to mobilize black voter turnout in Milwaukee, called last year for Spindell's removal from his position, explaining, quote, "It is incredibly racist to brag about lowering black and brown turnout. It is also unacceptable to have these comments and views held by an election official. His comments show blatant bias. Bob Spindell and his allies are the only ones who are intentionally undermining our democratic process." Now Spindell is digging in, claiming that he is a real champion of black empowerment with his "no white Republican has done more for the black community than me" line. He is doing so, as Ramos noted, during Black History Month. A quote from Ramos: "He couldn't have picked a better month to be condescending to me and other black people in the state with his remarks. Going into a presidential election cycle, the Wisconsin Election Commission cannot afford to have a fake elector and voter suppression artist on their commission. Spindell needs to resign immediately." That is true, says the editorial board.
Dom, here's the conclusion. A party that still holds Abraham Lincoln Day dinners around the state every year to honor the legacy of the first Republican president should really think about whether they want to hitch their future to a bumbling political operative who claims he did more than the 16th president, the author of the Emancipation Proclamation, and the champion of the 13th Amendment for the abolition of slavery. You know, for black people, Dom, we don't think we're alone in believing that a Bob Spindell Day dinner has a bad ring to it. Buy the tickets now. Bob Spindell Day dinner. Wonder what they serve.
You serious, Clark?
The Mississippi to our left, Granddad on the right. We're right in the middle. Eagle 1490 WLCX, the talk of La Crosse. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
CripesCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Gunfire at Chiefs rally. I'm Michelle Franzen.